The Lord be with you. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him, also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. Whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout out, "You're the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Story of a mother who came to church with her little child who was about 3 years old. The moment the mother got up to receive communion, the little boy stayed back. And the mother received communion, and then when she came back, the little boy was about 3 years old, placed his head over the heart of the mother, this three-year-old child. And the mother said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm listening to the heart of Jesus beat within your heart." St. Francis de Sales and his mother. That's the saint that we celebrate today. So it starts when the mother is forming the child when he's very small. One of the oldest great-grandchild of my mom and dad could pray the rosary when he was 2. And he turned 3. Obviously a smart little kid, but basically because of his good parents. Because of his good parents, no? I probably knew to pray the rosary when I was 5, and I'm the priest, no? But this little kid, sharp. But mom and dad instilling in him the faith in prayer when the kid was able. So children are like sponges. What does a sponge do? It absorbs. Okay, the Sales had an excellent education, born in 1567, died in 1622, shortly after the death of Ignatius, and the Protestant Reformation was in full fling. And when he was a young man, he was contaminated by the heresy of Jansenism. Jansenism, he was contaminated by it. Jansenism was a heretical theological viewpoint spreading like wildfire in Europe for a long time. One of the tenets of Jansenism was that only a few would be saved. So de Sales believed he was damned. Okay? He's not among the few. So he couldn't eat, he couldn't drink, he was not sleeping well, he lost a lot of weight. And this was one of his prayers. "Lord, even though I have to go to hell, let me love you in hell." That was his prayer. So divine providence entered, and on one occasion he was walking through the streets of Paris. He entered a church in Paris. The name of the church was Notre Dame de la Victoire. In Spanish, La Victoria. In English, A Lady of Victory. He entered the church, and there's a beautiful statue there of the Blessed Mother. He knelt down and prayed, and he prayed the prayer attributed to Saint Bernard, which is called the Memorare. And he said, "Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone fled your protection, sought your help, was left unaided." And that temptation, it evaporated. It evaporated. And he believed once again that he could be saved, he would be saved. So he went on to study law. His father wanted him to be a lawyer at the university. But God called him not to simply be a lawyer, but to be a priest. So he was ordained a priest, and he's also one of his cousins was a priest, and the Pope and the bishops wanted to send him to fight against Protestantism, who had a stronghold Calvinism in a city called Chablais in Switzerland, which is very close to France. So he was sent there with his cousin to preach and teach against the Calvinists. His cousin returned to France in no time. He couldn't put up with it. Was the sales he worked. And read it, his life is fascinating. One night he spent the night in a tree because wolves were going after him. Okay, he started to teach and preach to them. Guess what he did? He wrote little pamphlets and slipped them underneath the doors of the people there. And by reading the little pamphlets, the people were being converted. What a genius. So then finally, the head Calvinist in the world accepted a debate with Francis de Sales, a public debate. Don't forget, Francis de Sales was already a lawyer, so he had skills in public speaking. So he wasn't rude, he was very gentle, but very intelligent. So in the public debate, Francis de Sales basically demolished the head Calvinist in the whole world. So he left Chablais. When he arrived, there were 56,000 Calvinists and 56 Catholics. When he left, there are 56,000 Catholics and 56 Calvinists. One man. We are living in times that are more difficult. All of you should ask that St. Francis, he'll be your patron saint. He risked his life for the flock that was being eaten by wolves. Because these Calvinists, they were Catholics. And they had given up their faith to a wrong religion. This one man was instrumental in converting basically the whole stronghold of Protestantism. Some are like, there's another saint, Raymond of Penafort was instrumental in converting like 30,000 Muslims. They're much more difficult to convert than Calvinists. Why? Because these men were highly intelligent, very practical, filled with love, and also they were men of deep prayer. No one is able to convert souls if they don't have a deep prayer life. Because who really converts souls is not the person, but God. But God uses that person as an instrument. Okay, there are many stories in the life of this saint. He's ordained a bishop when he's in his, about 36. Pretty young, huh? He's going to die when he's about 7 years younger than me. I'm not that old, no? In his mid-50s. But there's so much that can be said of this great saint. For lack of time, I'll tell you one more story. Possibly to your surprise, Francis de Sales, when he was a bishop, one of his best friends was Vincent de Paul. They lived together. And Vincent de Paul admired Francis de Sales. He said, when you look at Francis de Sales, you see the Sacred Heart of Jesus incarnated in this man. However, like Bosco, like St. John Bosco, he had a fiery temperament. His kryptonite was anger, flinging off the handle. I mean, that was his, but he worked on it, and 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 he became like Jesus, meek and humble of heart. That's the virtue of Francis Sales, meekness. And meekness is not weakness, but powerful emotion under control. That's the definition of meekness. It's not weakness, but powerful emotion channeled under control. Okay, here's a story. Later on in his life, he was in a room with one of his friends, and someone stormed in the room and started to insult his mother. Just insulting these invectives against his mother. And his friend was shocked. And DeSales did not open up his mouth. But when his friend, when the man stormed out of the room, slammed the door, and he said, "Why didn't you give it to the guy? I mean, you have eloquence." What did he say? "I did not want to lose in 1 minute what took me 40 years to acquire." Hello? So don't think that virtue is always easy to acquire. It's not a piece of cake. Look at your predominant fault. Maybe you've had that for 50 years. Maybe you've had it for 60 years. You're going to say, "Well, I'm not 50 or 60 yet," okay? Some of us are. Huh? It's not easy to conquer bad habits. But it's possible with the grace of God. It is. So this man was able to conquer this irascible appetite that conquered him. And as a result of that, the greatest man in the 19th century, which was, of course, John Bosco, he founded not the Bosconians. Did you ever meet some Bosconians? No. Who did he found? Hello? Salesians. Where does that name come from? Ah, I didn't know that, did you know? Salesians comes from St. Francis de Sales. You would think Bosconians, right? Like Augustinians or Franciscans. You'd think that, right? Uh-uh. Bosco decided to call his sons Salesians in honor of St. Francis de Sales. And I end with one last idea. He's a patron of writers and journalists. He's written some of the most beautiful books in the world. One of the greatest treatises on prayer is the treatise on love, is a treatise on love by Francis de Sales. Father Tim Gallagher, one of the oblates, said that when he was a teenager, he was never trained to do meditation. But someone suggested that he read the Introduction to the Devout Life. And he said that that was a great book that helped him to learn the art of mental prayer. So if any of you want to lead anyone, maybe your son's 12 or 13, maybe your daughter's 15, if they want to learn the art of mental prayer, one of the best ways is to get into their hands the spiritual classic, the masterpiece of Francis de Sales, which is called The Introduction to the Devout Life. And I'd like to end by quoting one of my favorite sayings of St. Francis de Sales. And he says this, "The measure with which we should love God is to love God without measure." Amen.